Good morning. We are once again starting out the day with a wide range of temperatures across interior New York and New England, with some places down close to freezing, others higher up in the 30s, and still others in the 40s this morning. We also have areas of fog that have developed overnight that will lower visibility for a while early this morning. Then, as the sun gets higher in the sky, we'll rebound off our morning lows and back through the 40s and 50s. That strong ridge of high pressure that's been dominating the weather picture over the last several days will hang on for one more day, keeping it mostly sunny and unseasonably mild through the afternoon, with high temperatures approaching the 70-degree mark once again. The next front, currently over the Midwest, will begin to make an approach tonight with gradually increasing clouds and milder temperatures. This will keep most everyone, on average, in the lower to mid-50s for overnight lows tonight. The strong ridge will finally break down on Wednesday, and that will allow energy from the Midwest to pivot through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada, pushing the front through the region during the day on Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies and showers likely from time to time throughout the day. It'll still be on the mild side for this time of year, but slightly lower than recent days, with highs in the middle and upper 60s. On the back side of the front, we'll continue to see showers on Wednesday night, which will depart by Thursday morning as cooler and drier air flow in. Any clouds on Thursday will give way to increasing sunshine, but highs will be back into the upper 50s. Drier and cooler air will continue to move in on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s, and for Saturday, sunny skies in the upper 40s. The next front will arrive with a chance of showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today across the central United States, an autumn cold front is currently pushing through the plains and upper Midwest. While it does so, showers and isolated thunderstorms will be found along the front, with a few areas of mixed precipitation well behind it across the northern plains. An area of low pressure is expected to form across the southern plains along this same front and strengthen as it moves toward the upper Great Lakes. Cold air in place across the Central Plains and Upper Mississippi Valley will allow for developing precipitation to fall as snow. Snowfall amounts of 3 to 6 inches are possible from central Nebraska to northern Wisconsin. A light glaze of freezing rain or sleet will be possible farther east and closer to the low pressure center. Winter weather will also be easy to find across the northern and central Rockies and Cascades, as multiple impulses will create conditions ripe for high elevation snow, with mountain peaks potentially picking up over a foot. And while Tropical Storm Eta continues to turn in the southern Gulf of Mexico, newly formed subtropical storm Theta is in the open waters of the eastern Atlantic Ocean. It is the 29th named storm of the 2020 hurricane season, a new record. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under clear skies and 45 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 21 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 34, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.18 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 8 below zero at Anaconda, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 50, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 35 hundredths of an inch for the month and 30.02 inches for the year, which is 4.12 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, a trace for the month and 1.2 inches for the season, which is 1/2 inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high, 72, set in 1931, and the record low, 16, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:37 p.m. 9 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and unseasonably warm today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and unseasonably warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, breezy in the mid to upper 60s. Clouds on Thursday giving way to increasing sunshine in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s on Friday. Sunny but cool on Saturday in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with showers on Sunday in the upper 40s. And mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers on Monday and highs around 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.